Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Here you are coming in on a sweet Thursday.
Never want to miss a sweet Thursday. Oh my gosh, I feel like I've missed so much.
But it's good to have you back in the studio.
Oh, dude, it is good to be back to being healthy.
Also, I presume you had access to the internet while on your flu bed.
The internet?
Are you up to speed on this thing?
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Rob Merritt's B-Ball Wizard, the Caitlin Clark song, As I Went to Bed Last Night. Before the day started, he was under 60,000 views. I think he got another 30,000 yesterday.
Well, it's so fun to watch.
It is, I mean, so fun to watch.
He does a great job with these. And then the footage, too. I'm like, footage of her playing basketball as a kid. It's very cool.
It's matched perfectly. He had clips. I wonder, did you find the clips and then write the song? Or was the song in your head and then you kind of put the video together as you went lyric by lyric?
Either way, it's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
It's fun to watch. I love it when he goes on a tear like this.
Now, will Pat McAfee pick it up tomorrow? That's one of my questions, because it's one thing for us to just kind of play it in little old Iowa.
Sure.
But once you go on a nationally broadcast TV show, then like the Who might want to get paid.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe you don't want him to.
I don't know. Or just a little flavor of it. Or just that shot of Merritt with the big billboard behind him on his guitar.
Yeah.
We would get it. It's a little wink to what it is, but it isn't what it is.
It isn't exactly what it is.
It's not exactly what it is.
It's close to what it is, but it is what it is.
So 2 days of flu, and here you are.
And here I am. My computer forgot who I was.
Is it still starting up?
It just logged me in. I was going to let it smell my hand. Like, remember me, old girl, right?
Approach it quietly. It's had a hard life.
What have you been looking up on this thing?
Oh, it just doesn't like disc jockeys.
Oh, okay. You scared it. Sorry, computer. I didn't mean to be gone.
You might want to give it a couple treats.
I do feel like I've missed things, like, in the world, because I seriously have just been sleeping.
Not that I don't think I'll jinx it if I say it's been a minute since I've had one of those knockdowns. The last flu I had was a chills followed by a fever, and I think I was just out for a day.
Yeah.
But you had exactly what everyone else had in your family. Yours was a locked 2-day, you couldn't shake it.
And here's the thing, is like when you've seen other people close to you experience it and you know exactly what's coming and it's unavoidable, it was like, I mean, you just submit. So I'm like, well, the best thing I can do is just sleep through it and leave people alone and stay, you know, keep to myself.
Yes. Wander the halls of upstairs with a blanket.
Not eating
slightly
anything.
Slightly hunched over.
Nope. Nope. Maybe I'll try some water. Nope.
My goodness.
Yeah, it was.
Do you know which was it? Like influenza insert letter here?
I don't know. Norovirus maybe.
Could add a little bit of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
5 pounds lighter.
That's probably not great.
I know, but
have you at least
glass half full?
Please tell me you've Gatorated it or electrolyted.
Oh, big time.
Okay, great.
Big time. Yeah. I was like, I think I feel not good because I'm so dehydrated.
That's exactly what it is.
At some point, it's like, yeah, you just have to take a chance.
You got to restock.
Take a chance on that water. It's 50-50, man.
Eventually, it's staying in.
Take that chance.
Hey, it stayed in.
The chance that I took. And I had to come back to the world because I had to bring you Sleece.
Yeah, we
missed it.
Davis and I hobbled through. We got through some Sleece.
Well, then you probably know about Richard Simmons freaking people out with saying something about dying.
Yeah, there's a big message I think he posted Monday or Tuesday morning.
Well, okay, good news. He is back. Only this time it's a post about skin cancer.
Okay.
Richard! Stop scaring us.
What do you tell us you're sick without saying you're sick? Is that what this is?
Is that what are you trying to say? What
exactly
are you saying? And then Megan Fox is new guest on the podcast Call Her Daddy. They've been getting lots of great guests lately. And she opens up about a couple of things. She talks about the plastic surgery that she's ever had done. But that's not what they wanted to get, right? What they want to know about is her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes.
What's going on there? Are you guys engaged? Are you not engaged? I'll give you her comments on the status of that relationship coming up in Z Sleeves at 6:45.
She brought her Razzies to the interview.
Did you bring
What's it like to win 2 Razzies in 1 year?
Did you bring them both? Did you bring one, not the other? Which Razzie means more to you?
That's a great question.
Okay, and then we're going into Easter season. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Easter candies, and there's a lot of potlucks coming up. You got the church thing going on. You've got family gatherings.
We're driving to Des Moines, and I think it's like we won't bring a dish, but we'll go buy a dish.
Yeah.
But I think it's everybody. It's a big one. We're having a big Easter this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big stuff that requires a potluck dish, and you're probably going to have to make a decision like, what is the yuck yum factor for people? I've got the results of a bunch of food. Are they delicious or are they gross?
So like green bean casserole to me is gross.
Green bean casserole. This is like specific like things. Green bean casserole, I would agree with you. Anything with mushroom soup, I'm out because I don't like mushrooms, right? 24% of people say mushrooms are gross. Agree with
Thank
us.
You.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
Okay. Is 24%. Mayonnaise on this list? Because deviled eggs, very popular this time of year.
I don't have, no, mayonnaise not on the list.
Is mustard on the list?
Not on the list.
Also works its way to a potato salad or some deviled eggs.
I love a mustard. I think it's because you've got people like me raising
I want a hint of mustard. I don't want a lot of mustard.
Blue cheese.
Oh, bring a salad and then all of a sudden they load it with blue cheese.
Why do they do that?
Yeah. No.
And just like if you're going to do blue cheese, make
Stinky
it
cheese.
Real light. 42% of people say gross. If you
Agreed.
Bring the salad and it's got blue cheese on it, just go light. Okay.
What's the highest on the gross side?
The highest is actually something you're going to need to watch out in your Easter basket. Black licorice.
Yeah, that's a high ick factor.
That black licorice
Agreed.
Jelly bean,
yes.
59% of us say it's gross. So can we all just agree that it's not a thing that we need?
No, because dad likes them.
Oh, that's right. You're right. My dad does like those. Oh,
dad something. Likes them.
Don't forget, dad likes it.
He's the yum factor. 100% of dads on the other side of the list love them.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I do like to think deep, deep down that you and I both know
business.
So here's my business opportunity for you.
Okay.
We had an appointment in North Liberty yesterday. Late afternoon, early evening, right around supper time.
Okay.
So that wraps up. We're like, just grab a bite, little bar and grill activity.
Sure.
North Liberty.
Sure. Am I getting into the food industry then?
Well, there's a term in business, as you well know, it's called complementary products.
Oh.
Best example. Printer doesn't work unless you have...
ink.
Exactly. When you have a car, you still need to get tires, right?
Oil.
Yes. No, you're exactly
okay,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. You buy one main thing and then you need it on the side.
Yes.
My pitch is wherever there is a kid's dance studio, next door should be a bar.
I was going to say cookie store.
No, a bar.
A bar? Okay.
We pull in and the parking lot is packed and we go in. And there's an unusual amount of moms. And I'm just thinking it's an after work happy hour thing. And as I'm watching people get their food orders, we're wrapping up. So we got in there a little after 5:30, closer to 6. We're leaving right at 7. And I swear to you, a parade of girls in leotards walk in to find their associate, the mother that belongs to them.
No.
To go home. Yes.
Dance studio.
They're done with class. Mom just waits it out at the bar.
Okay.
Want to invest?
Ballet and bar.
Ballet and bar.
Yes.
Yes. That's
There's
it.
There's something there.
Yes.
Oh.
Gymnastics. Gymnastics.
I am in. Wait, yes.
All
where
right.
do I sign? Yes. Wait a second. This is genius.
Oh, we just kept watching them come in. We're like, oh, they've been waiting here the entire time.
So did somebody already do this, though? Like, but they
Well, this was just fortunate because they're in the same strip mall.
They accidentally did this.
Yeah, I think we need to, like, seek it
do
out.
Do you know how many strip malls there are? We could replicate this.
I know, as long as, this market needs a dance studio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And then right next door
and one doesn't need a bar.
Gymnastics.
They should always go together.
They
Gymnastics.
Do. That is complimentary business right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Right there.
That's genius. That is perfect. We need it. We'll work on it.
We'll work on
We're
it.
We're going to workshop this. We're going to
gymnastics.
Get it all figured out. It's actually perfect because today I'm just kind of focused on what's going on in my kids' lives because today is, it's kind of gymnastics day at school. It's dance day at school. It's, I'm forgetting the word. It's assembly.
Where they all come together for something? and assembly. It's children, school. Assemble.
School assembly day at my husband's school, my daughter's school. They have the assembly, and then my oldest is a part of the assembly. She's going to come because her show choir is going to perform their performance of Dreams.
That sounds fun.
They're going to do their whole show all for the little kids at the elementary school. It's going to be so fun. But as I was driving, I'm like, I hope they just have the best day enjoying all of that. But then I was thinking back to assemblies, how great those were when you were a kid. Like, you knew that we were going to blow off science class because we've got an assembly.
Grade school assemblies are great.
Oh,
high school assemblies, not so much.
The worst, right?
And as a guy who was in show choir and had to perform for both audiences, you're watching your peers hate every second of it.
Yes!
But you're watching little kids worship you.
But the kids worship you.
They
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
They love it.
I remember the best assembly we ever had was a don't do drugs kid. But we were in elementary school and they had this, the star football player. Everybody knew who he was because he was the best on the high school football team. It was like they had a pro come in.
That's a big deal.
And then they handed him a microphone and they told him, you've got 10 minutes. Tell these kids not to do drugs for 10 minutes.
That's a lot of time.
It was. It really, really was.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, I don't want to freak everybody out even more, but Richard Simmons is back freaking us out again. First, he's saying he was dying when he wasn't dying.
Well, we're all dying.
I get it. But yesterday, he freaked everybody out again, saying he had skin cancer. He had a Facebook post saying he went to his dermatologist after finding a strange-looking bump under his right eye, and it was indeed this basal cell carcinoma, and the cancer cells had to be burned off. So it took 2 appointments, had to go back and make sure they got it all, but they got it, and he's good.
I just remember him being perpetually tan, so I'm not overly surprised by this announcement.
I guess.
At least kind of, he's always a little more bronzer than the person next to him.
Very bronze.
Yes.
Yeah, but I thought maybe it could be sunless stuff too.
That's true.
I don't know. He said, I know some of you are reading this, have had cancer or have had someone in your life that you know who has had cancer. Promise me that you'll go see a doctor and get a complete checkup. And then people started freaking out. That was the post. And they're like, oh my gosh, Richard Simmons is dying. He has skin cancer.
Remember when the Pauly Shore thing broke? And he's like, I'm just trying to live a quiet life.
Yeah, he's like, leave me alone. Now it seems like he's woken back up.
Exactly.
Yes. He followed up with the whole thing happened years and years ago.
Come on, Richard Simmons.
Well, lead with that. You made it sound recent. We're just worried about you.
Or did he not have a phone and someone gave him a phone?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that where we're at?
I do not know. But Richard Simmons, quit scaring us, please. Okay, Megan Fox was a guest on the podcast Call Her Daddy. And she opened up about a lot of things, including her relationship status with Machine Gun Kelly. Well, she was a little bit more open and honest with all of the plastic surgery she's had done, because she didn't really give a whole lot on her status of her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly. She did confirm that they called off their engagement last year, which we knew, but she referred to him as her twin soul and says that no matter what happens, they're going to have a lasting connection. She says she's always going to be connected to him in some way, but didn't really provide any further details on what that means. And she said she understands that their relationship may be confusing or interesting to other people. But beyond that, I'm not willing to explain.
Do they still live together?
I don't know. She didn't really give a whole lot, but she did give a full list of her surgeries.
I'm going to just point to parts of my body and you say yes or no.
She denies facelift.
Really?
Denies liposuction.
Okay.
No body contouring or fat removal.
Then what is it?
It's mostly the chestal region.
That's where my fingers were headed.
3 times.
Three?
3. Yeah. She said the first time she was 21 or 22, it was after the Transformers movie. She had money. So she's like, I want them. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Then she had kids.
Yep.
Had to do some maintenance. And then for a third time, she said she really went for just ridiculous.
Okay.
So for her frame, she went as big as the doctor was willing to go.
All right.
Okay.
Whatever keeps getting the phone to ring so you can get some movies.
Congratulations. Okay. And then I don't know if people are going to be excited about this or if you're going to like kind of sigh and wish that it wasn't happening because we've got another remake because Hollywood's out of ideas, friends. Do you remember The Neverending Story?
I loved that movie.
Did you really?
Yes.
I vaguely remember it. I think we watched it a couple times. But it's a 40-year-old movie at this point. And by Hollywood status, it should be past its, we need to make a remake.
Yeah.
But again, we're out of ideas. So let's not make an actual remake. Let's break it up into pieces. Let's make it a series of films. It's going to become a franchise.
Oh, no.
I know. I know. So the original did have a couple of sequels, but nobody remembers them. In 1990 and 1994,
I think I vaguely remember Neverending Story 2, and that's about it.
Yeah, apparently there was a 3 as well. They're going to take the whole thing and make it into a series of films, which nobody asked for, but here it comes.
Now, you know, what you did with Wonka worked for me. There was plenty of time, and you prequeled it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was okay with that. If you're just rehashing this thing again, now I'm going to get mad at you. Stop it.
We didn't need that.
Roadhouse.
It was
Footloose, right?
Yes.
They just keep running out of ideas.
Well, that's all we got for ideas, so let's start over again.
Do it again.
Do it again. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Pretty close to announcing who has won this particular matchup for the Don't Get Emotional 8. But I want to start by just letting the world know we're not cops.
No.
If we were cops, we'd have to tell you.
Do you think that's the problem?
I think based on side conversations I've had with a lot of friends,
yeah,
who openly admit to taking the opportunity to travel to locations,
yeah,
outside of the state of Iowa.
Oh, really?
Where certain products can be purchased.
Yeah.
I was expecting imbibe to be a bit higher in the vote tally today.
You know what I would
as
also...
As a way to calm down.
I would throw in something else. Maybe there's what you're referring to. There's a glass of wine at the end of a stressful day.
Sure.
What about like melatonin?
Oh, yeah.
I had to take melatonin. I spent 2 days just kind of resting and trying to recover from the flu. And then like after 48 hours of almost solid sleep, it was time to go to bed last night. And I was like, I can't fall asleep. I am not tired at all.
By wanting to fall asleep and not falling asleep, that's not counting as sleeping.
No. So I
you
imbibed.
You are attempting to calm down and you're not calming down, so you had to imbibe to calm down.
Melatonin, man.
And as much as we're trying to push imbibe, it's pretty clear, based on the votes, imbibe will not be moving on to In Your Feelings 4. We're going to have to, unless they can swiftly get double their vote total right now, there's no way. Sleeping is moving on.
It's not possible. They said it couldn't happen.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the first upset in this year's Don't Get Emotional 8 as part of March Calmness.
Oh, my
goodness.
The
5 seed taking out the 4 seed,
whew,
imbibe. So now Pet Cuddles versus Listen to Music in the In Your Feelings 4. And Sleep will be taking on either Comfort Food or Exercise.
Interesting matchup right there. That could be a squeaker.
We're going to post the final matchup for the Don't Get Emotional 8 on the Z102.9 Facebook page. As soon as we declare this winner, we'll get this one out, move the next matchup in, see that up just before 8 o'clock with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes!
Z102.9.
Do you have what we're calling the Calm Victory Bell?
I have.
Give it a.
Now?
Yeah. It's a mercy. We're saving exercise. Exercise hasn't cracked 10 votes yet.
Oh, exercise.
Poor exercise.
Thank you so much for coming out today. Not really any point to it.
No, you should have not even gotten off the bus.
Mm-mm.
Just go back to the treadmill and watch whatever you're watching on the channel that everyone else is watching as they watch you watch it.
My goodness.
Calmness, comfort food, you have won the last round in our Don't Get Emotional 8.
Congratulations, Comfort Food, going on, I believe, to play Sleep.
Yeah, so today's matchups, Sleep losing to Imbibe, that actually was an upset. Imbibe was the lower of the seeds. We'll go now to the In Your Feelings 4 to take on Comfort Food, the number 2 seed. So our matchups are set. We'll bring you one of those rounds tomorrow and then another round coming up on Monday. But Eastern Iowa has spoken, Claire, and it's clear, comfort food, a major way people try to calm down.
Oh, absolutely. Which I completely understand. There is nothing more satisfying than just like hunkering down on some real serious good down home foods.
Yes. One of the very first recommendations that when Davis was in with us on the morning scramble on Tuesday, somebody's like, grandmother's goulash.
Oh,
we had mac yes. and cheese was the second thing when we were asking people
anything
online.
Anything with elbow macaroni, it turns out, very
pretty
comforting.
Much exactly right. If right? it's a pasta-based lasagna.
It's like a hug.
Oh, it's almost in the shape of a hug.
Yeah.
It's just a semicircle coming to wrap you up.
If a noodle could hug you, it'd be an elbow macaroni.
Oh, get in close here, noodle.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.